Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. I am so glad you're joining me today. Wow, what a week this has been. Like I'm sure has been the case for you, I've been trying to make sense of this horrible Charlie Kirk murder. Making sense of something so senseless is impossible, though. I've followed Charlie Kirk for a number of years, and I've truly been fascinated by him. He has truly been one of the most remarkable biblical apologists of our day. He was so good at it, and I know that he studied and knew God's word so well. I was impressed. A biblical apologetic approach means providing a reasoned, confident, and respectful defense of the Christian faith, not apologizing for it. Man, he was good at that. Apologetics is derived from the Greek word apologia, meaning a defense. This biblical concept comes from 1 Peter 3:15 through 16. But in your hearts, regard the Lord your God as holy, ready at any time to give a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you. Here's what I know. Charlie had hope within him, and his name is Jesus Christ. Charlie never shied away from sharing that hope. I know that he was a man of God, and he truly shared his faith at great risk. He loved God. He loved his wife. He loved his precious two little children. And he loved others in that order. He especially loved the young people of our nation. And he was willing to step in the gap for them to speak truth into their lives and make a difference in his generation and those younger than him. I also know that he was murdered for his boldness in sharing truth. The truth was, he had faith in the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he believed the Bible was a guide for Christian living. He wanted to share, especially with the young men of our nation, what he had found in Jesus, so they could find that too. God had grown him to be a godly man, devoted husband, and loving father. And out of love, he wanted others to see what God could do in their lives too. I also know that we live in a broken world, a world that is more broken and further from God than at any time in my lifetime. It makes us sad beyond words when we lose a man of faith like Charlie Kirk. We lose a voice of faith like Charlie had. How can that make sense? Someone that God was using so tremendously for his purposes, for building his kingdom. Chris Prather is an American conservative political commentator, a comedian, and an internet personality. He also is a former pastor. This week on social media, he shared an excellent summation on what we're most likely feeling about this situation as Christians. Here it is. The reason you feel Charlie's death so deeply is because grief doesn't measure itself by proximity. It measures itself by meaning. You didn't have to know him personally to feel the sting of his absence, because when a voice like his goes silent, something in the atmosphere shifts. The reason it feels heavier than so many other tragedies is because your spirit recognizes that this is not just about a man, it's about a battle. Scripture says eternity is written on our hearts, and when someone who carried truth with boldness is suddenly gone, Eternity aches within us. It's like our souls know instinctively that the darkness celebrated, and that strikes us at the core. The reason you can't shake it is because psychologically, we don't only attach ourselves to people, we attach ourselves to symbols. Charlie became a symbol of conviction in a time of compromise, courage in a time of fear. And when a symbol is struck down, it rattles something primal and eternal inside us. That's why even those who never met him feel it. There's a strange thread pulling at us, and it's not imagined, it's real. We are bound together by shared purpose, by shared longing for truth, by the Spirit of God himself weaving us into a fabric that cannot be torn apart. This loss pulled at that fabric, and every one of us felt the tug. So if you wondered why this hit so hard, it's because your soul knows. This is bigger than news. This is bigger than politics. This is about eternity, about truth, and about the weight of a man whose life carried both. With one gunshot, Charlie is gone. And here is what else I know. God is sovereign. It's hard to understand why Charlie died. Why couldn't that bullet have missed him? Why couldn't Charlie have been spared like Donald Trump was spared in Butler, Pennsylvania? As a mama who's lost a child at 21, it doesn't make sense to me either that my Bradley isn't here anymore, except for this one simple fact that gets me by every day. I serve a big, big God who's in control, and that God is sovereign and over all. God has a plan. Is it to raise up 1 million other Charlie Kirks or more? Is it to start a revival on college campuses? Or is it simply to wake me up? Is it simply to wake you up? Is it simply to wake us up? And by that I mean the Christians of our nation. I can't help but believe that every Christian really felt this one in their hearts. There was a silence that was so loud it was deafening after Charlie's death. How much more do we realize we need to stand up than when a voice for God is shut down? Maybe we're not using our voice for God like we should, but boy, we sure don't want to lose that right to speak, do we? This week, it really seemed like there was an attack on the voice, on the sharing of the gospel by God's children, an attack on the truth. Charlie shared this truth in love, even though a lot of people have remarked that he was full of hate. It simply couldn't be farther from the truth. People walking in the light often spark anger in those walking in darkness. The light represents God's truth and his divine presence, knowledge, and goodness in the world. Psalm 119, 105 describes God's word as a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Martin Luther King once said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Well, God's light is love. But some take this light and love and truth as Christians being judgmental. They don't get it. Charlie wasn't against those that are walking in darkness. He desperately wanted to show them the way because he loved them, and he so wanted to share the hope that was found in Jesus Christ with the world. And he was doing just that when this bullet took his life. Will that be the end of it? If I know my big, big God, I know that's not the end of it. I bet you know that too. God's not retreating. He's expanding. And nothing happens that doesn't first pass through him. The silence after Charlie's death was announced was deafening. Kind of like a be still and know that I am God kind of silence. That's sure what I felt. I know this quiet well because I've been to this place before when I could do nothing but stop and turn to God. I bet you felt that before too. Maybe you felt it last Wednesday when Charlie died. I was watching the news and the newscaster couldn't speak after he shared the news of Charlie's death. The silence on the network and that pause was so loud, and I'm sure this whole weekend at the ball games, there have been plenty of moments of silence for Charlie's family. But that silence won't remain. What is God telling us to do to fill that silence? To strike back in anger? To reach out in love? I think we know the answer to that question, don't we? If we don't, all we have to do is go back and listen to Charlie's podcast. He'll tell you the answer is love. I don't think he would condemn his killer. I think he would want him to get things right with God. I know he would. I am praying that revival will come from this terrible tragedy. I so want to be one of the voices that speaks next and fights against the silence. Don't you? If you were standing up and speaking out for Christ before, will you do it now? Or will we be afraid? I know this is the question on the minds of many people across our nation now. Will you rise to the challenge? What is God asking us to do around these uncertain times? Senseless things are happening in our world. That's not the only senseless murder this past week. There are many others. When the world doesn't make sense, though, the Lord always does. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I also know that Charlie is with him now. And as his wife Erica said the other night, Charlie is in heaven helping it be crowded. I love that vision. No matter what we face in this world, even if spiritual persecution grows in America, and as God's children, it knocks on our door and we face that ourselves, we are not alone. He is with us. He will give us the words. He is with us being the truth, being the life, and making a way for us in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.